This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up in just a moment, we take a look at crossbow and archery deer hunting season in the state.
First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Fur trapping drove Wisconsin's economy for more than 200 years. Trapping remains a way of life for some Wisconsinites, including one man who runs a trapping store and teaches others how it's done.
I was probably 10, maybe 11, and we went to a rummage sale, and there was a pile of traps. And I describe it to people as they just kind of talk to me.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Wonder if I could buy some traps.
I was 13 years old when I caught my first fox. And that was, wow. Couldn't even give me a Christmas present that good. I can still see it to this day.
Now, this little hole, I can just use some fox urine.
We've had the business now for six years. I like to put my fox urine back here, and then I'll put my lure at the top, and I'll put some bait if I have bait or if I want to use bait down the bottom.
What do you use for bait?
Herb Porter Special is really awesome. It started with a little bitty table in here with about $5,000 worth of stuff, which in this business isn't a lot. And I had a desk over there in the corner. Local trappers started coming in, and here we are. We're a full-blown trapping company. Okay, like here we got some rat stretchers that we use for stretching rats that are wire. A lot of guys are switching over to the wood. We have, of course, the our rubber gloves and aprons so that you're not full of grease when you're skinning. It's not like hunting, where if I wake up in the morning and it's cold and it's sleeting, freezing rain, I can't curl over and go, well, I'm going to go hunt tomorrow. I've got to get up and go run that line, no matter what. This is our lure room. This is where we have all our lures and baits and scents. It's a whole different world all its own. For instance, this is anchovy oil. I'm the only one that has it, that I have known of. And it is the freshest fish-smelling stuff that I have ever found. And then you get into the urines, believe it or not. Yes, we do. We carry urine. We carry red fox urine, coyote urine, wolf urine, bobcat urine. So you got to know when to use what. Nobody was able to teach me, and I learned myself, and that's why I spend so much time teaching. I get calls from all over the country all day long because of the videos that I put on the YouTube. They'll call me up and say, Tom, it was perfect. I caught two beavers the other day just like you said, and it makes me feel good to hear them all happy and excited, and now they got the trapping bug.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council and its Working Lives Project, where you can hear more from Wisconsin's working people. You can find more information at wisconsinlife.org.
This weekend kicked off another Wisconsin wildlife tradition, the crossbow and archery deer hunting season. Patrick Durkin joins us now. He's a Wisconsin-based freelance outdoor writer. Pat, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, now, compared to the big event, the gun deer season, how big is the scale of archery deer hunting in Wisconsin?
Well, as far as numbers, it's the number of bull hunters in Wisconsin is about a third of the number of gun licenses sold. And, of course, most of the bull hunters also gun hunt, but it's about a third, and it tends to be a much more subtle opening than you ever see for gun season. You know, bull hunting, a lot of bull hunters I know don't even bother really getting serious about until around the third week of October and mid-October when they can't, you know, basically that's when the deer start moving more. And, you know, early season, though, for a lot of us, it's still a fun time to get out there, and it's actually a very good time to hunt deer.
Now, this is the first year, a big change here. Anyone, as I understand it, can use a crossbow during this archery season. It used to be only people over 65 and people with disabilities could use crossbows. How is that going to change the archery hunting season?
I don't think it'll change things for most people. I think most people are going to keep hunting the way they've hunted. I know, like myself, I've been hunting with a compound bow since 1974, and before that I was hunting with a recurve bow, and I own a crossbow, but I really don't plan to use it until we get into the December archery season. And I think for me the reason is that crossbows, they're fun to shoot, but they're bulkier to carry around. They aren't as easy to maneuver up in a tree stand as a compound bow.
Now, I see there's been some criticism from at least some within the bow hunting community of this decision to open up crossbow hunting. Is this a big controversy or just a few outliers?
No, they're not outliers at all. They're there's a group of people who have long, very, very seriously, deeply opposed crossbows in the archery deer season. They don't. A lot of these folks don't consider crossbows to be archery equipment, even though they use a bow, they use a string, they use arrows, and you look at how the arrow is shot and how far it goes and how accurately it can be shot. They really aren't that much more accurate, and they really aren't that much longer ranged weapons than a bow. They're much more similar to a bow than they are to a gun. And the thing I've always argued, you can call it a gun all you want, just because it uses a rifle stock, you know, to mount the bow. You can call it a gun, but it's not a gun. It's nothing comparable as far as the ballistics and its downrange performance.
But it is a little less physically challenging, and as I understand
right.
the entry training is a lot easier to get into a crossbow, which you just pull back and then you're pulling a trigger later, as opposed
right.
to a bow, which you're physically pulling back and aiming and whatnot.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's easier, and for some folks who are real big crossbow proponents, they look at that as a positive. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in getting people involved in hunting and making it something that they can do a little more easily. And especially these days, you know, a lot of us don't live in areas where you can just go out in the backyard and shoot the bow and arrow. We have to go someplace to shoot it, and if you don't get the kind of time that people like me had when we were kids growing up, you don't have the opportunity to go out and have this real handy access to practice time. So that's one argument in favor of the crossbow, that it doesn't require the many hours it often takes some people to learn to master a bow. But the thing too to remember is that for me the big jump in performance was from a recurve bow to a compound bow. And when I started shooting a crossbow, I didn't think it was that much more accurate really than I am with a compound bow. It's still, you know, you still have to, you know, use all the right muscles, study the thing. They aren't real easy things to hold real steady because they are bulkier and they have more parts sticking out in different angles. So it's not as easy as some folks make it seem.
Now, when it comes to the experience, whether you're out there with a bow or a crossbow, how does that hunting experience compare to hunting with a gun?
It's typically it's a much more relaxed environment. It's the thing I always enjoy about it is you're really hunting the deer on their terms. You know, you have to do your scouting. You have to kind of know where the deer are going to be moving, at least where you think they'll be moving. The deer and most wild game, they're not as predictable as you might think. You know, you think you got them figured out, then the night you got your stand moved and where you think they're going to show that night or that morning, they don't show up. So it's always challenging. Whereas for me, gun season, in many parts of the state, your success in gun season often depends on how many other people are around and where they're moving and where they're sitting, and it's much more man-driven than the archery season as far as the deer activity.
I wonder if the archery season might bring a different crowd into hunting. You had a popularity of shooting a bow and arrow a jump after the Hunger Games came out.
Sure.
I think it's Daryl is the character on the zombie show. The name just left my head, hunting with a crossbow.
Right.
Does that bring in people who are like, hey, that looks kind of cool, I want to check this out?
Yeah, it's been really interesting how many people took up archery, especially young ladies, teenage girls especially, wanted to start learning more about archery. I don't have the exact figures, but it was a pretty noticeable jump a lot of the archery shops noticed. And what's interesting about it for the archery industry is that these kids coming in wanting to learn, and the women coming in wanting to learn, it's a whole different crowd than what they're used to dealing with. They're used to dealing with bow hunters for the most part, and this archery segment, where they're more interested in shooting target archery and just learning the basics of a bow and understanding how different bows operate, that's a whole new audience that requires a little more time and teaching. And a lot of the pro shops, you know, this is something they're learning themselves now, how to handle this new crowd and deal with them. And, you know, of course, they're hoping that this interest will hang on and that the people won't just be a flash in the pan.
Pat, thanks a lot for joining us again.
You bet.
That was Patrick Durkin, Wisconsin-based freelance outdoor writer, with us to talk about the crossbow and archery deer hunting season, which just started this weekend.